Chapter 6. Tomorrow's Space. NASA and the ESA have lots of new machines in space now. These machines can take astronauts to the ISS. One day, they will be able to take astronauts to the moon again. They can explore other planets too, but they cannot take astronauts far into space. We must build better machines for this. In 2018, NASA's Transiting Exoplanet Survey Satellite, TESS, went into space. The satellite is orbiting the Earth, and it is looking at 500,000 stars. It is looking for new extrasolar planets in different solar systems. TESS will study much brighter stars than Kepler. It will also look at a part of the sky 400 times bigger. TESS will not only look for extrasolar planets. It will help astronomers learn about many new things in space. NASA building in the USA. A new space machine. TESS. NASA and the ESA are going to send the James Webb Space Telescope, JWST, or Webb, into space in 2020. Webb will fly far away from the Earth. It will be the biggest telescope in space, and it will be able to answer many of our questions. It will learn more about how space started and where stars and planets come from. It will tell us how fast space is growing. Webb will also look at Kepler's work. It will study the ground, atmosphere, weather, and moons of Kepler's possible new planets. And it will look for signs of life on them. NASA is also sending two new machines to Mars. InSight is a probe that is now on Mars. It took off from Earth in May 2018. InSight will study Mars under the ground. It will tell us more about Mars in the past and now. The Webb Telescope. InSight Probe. InSight Probe. The probe Mars 2020 will take off from Earth in 2020. It will land on Mars and study the rocks and the ground. Later, another spaceship will carry the rocks back to Earth. Then astronomers can do more experiments on them. Maybe these experiments can answer more questions about Mars. Was there life on Mars in the past? Can there be life on Mars now? Maybe these experiments can help astronauts to visit Mars one day. The ESA is also sending a probe to Jupiter and its moons in 2022. It will take 7.6 years for the Jupiter Icy Moons Explorer, JUICE, to travel to Jupiter. It will orbit Jupiter for 3.5 years, and it will study three of its ice moons, Ganymede, Callisto, and Europa. It will study the ice, the atmosphere, and the sea, and it will look for signs of life on them. Mars 2020 Probe. Rocks on the ground on Mars. The JUICE Probe. NASA is going to send astronauts back to the moon on a spaceship. Then the astronauts can travel to other planets after the moon. It takes 2 or 3 days to get to the moon from Earth. That is longer than to the ISS because the moon is not as near to Earth. Not only astronauts want to travel into space. Would you like to go to space in a spaceship? Soon you will be able to. Blue Origin is going to fly people into space. They will fly 100 kilometers high for about 10 minutes. SpaceX is going to fly people around the moon. It will take 2 or 3 days to fly to the moon and 2 or 3 days to fly back again. NASA's Orion spaceship traveling to the moon. Blue Origin's New Glenn. SpaceX's Dragon spaceship orbiting Earth. Virgin Galactic is planning to take 6 people into space too. They will fly for 2.5 hours and be in space with no gravity for 6 minutes. It will cost around $250,000 for each person. NASA will open the ISS to tourists in 2020. Tourists will pay $35,000 for one night on the ISS. A Virgin Galactic spaceship.